This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, July 14th, 2019. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as I am every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Democratic Party has called for firebombing ICE facilities. We have their quotes here. They have called for killing ICE officers. They have called for abolishing the border completely and collapsing the nation for good, making us a failed state like Mexico or beyond. And now there was a firebombing yesterday of the building and cars with a man firing a semi-automatic rifle at the ICE individuals. The local police showed up and shot the man dead. And he was instantly identified online as a member of Antifa and the Redneck Revolt. And he said that he was there to liberate the facility. We have his manifesto. It's up on Infowars.com. The governor, being a terrorist, being a Democrat, came out and said that the man was there to burn up the illegal aliens. And they're actually running a hoax on CNN as of this morning, saying the man is a right-winger who is trying to burn up the people. Because Trump ordered him to. Story's up on Infowars.com. Go watch the governor say it. The governor says he did it for Trump. These people will lie, folks. They will lie like nothing you've ever seen. Owen Schroyer went out to the Holy Legal Alien, pro-illegal alien demonstration they had yesterday in Austin, and the Antifa folks were wearing shirts that said, "Smash ICE." And on the shirts shows ICE having their face smashed in. So that is the refrain. So that's where all this is going. Armed rebellion in the United States against the idea of a border even existing. And now the left's believing its own propaganda. Even Joe Biden's being confronted all over the country, from California to New Hampshire, with crazy-eyed people going, how dare you deport 3 million people under Obama? And they all look like they've caught him, and they're the moral superior people. And Biden starts laughing at him and says, yeah, most of them were convicted felons, criminals, rapists, murderers. They go, we don't care. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. And so that's the fantasy land here that these folks believe in. It's a very serious situation. And when you watch the three or four videos that Owen shot live on the streets yesterday that are on Infowars.com, all of these people are white. They're all telling us how bad white people are. And they all look like they have chromosomal disorders. And I don't say that with pleasure. This is a very dangerous group of mutants that are somehow susceptible to the satanic signal that the globalists are putting out. In fact, they came over, as they always do, and said, we love Satan, we love the devil, we love the stink, we love being failures. They started trying to rub their armpits on Owen. And without looking, I kept running into videos all over the country of the same thing. We love Satan, we love stinking, we love killing children, and then just giggling and laughing with pleasure. And if you look at the women in these videos, again, they look like they were babies, never taken out of their cribs, didn't get enough milk. They've done studies on them. A lot of them have shriveled brains. And this is what this has all come down to. Also, the groups of leftists, mainly white, went and took over ICE facilities and ran up Mexican flags in two locations across the United States. That's all coming up. But this is what America's total tolerance and paying for sex changes and all the rest of us cause. Giant groups of spoiled rotten babies that want war.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, July 14th, 2019, global transmission. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the number one censored websites in the world, with Facebook last week officially calling for their 2.4 million members to engage in violent attacks. They said it does not violate our terms of service to organize Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson's murder. It became national news, and Facebook said, oh, that's a typo. No, it was very, very clear that this is a test. Antifa across the country took down American flags and ran up Mexican flags at different facilities. We'll be naming and giving you details of with our articles at newswars.com next segment. And we will also be getting into all of those Facebook announcements on how they're calling for terror attacks against myself, Paul Watson, and saying you're authorized to promote up to their death. So murder is their game. You also have a facility in Washington State that was firebombed. The building was firebombed. Cars were firebombed. And terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote a manifesto, I am Antifa. He was a member of the Redneck Revolt, a group that's already had some of their leaders arrested for going to Trump supporters' homes and threatening their small children with firearms. That's right. Well, he was a big member of that. We have all the videos of him at their events up on Infowars.com. Terrorists who firebombed ICE facility wrote in manifesto, I am Antifa. Said attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps. That's an article on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. As of today, the governor of the state is saying that it was a Trump supporter trying to burn up the illegal aliens. That is now all being announced. But if you go to the Infowars.com article, you can scroll down. You just click on these HD photos from their own Facebook. And on their own Facebook, they have the man that was shot dead trying to kill police, shooting at them after he was trying to burn down the ICE facility and successfully burned up some of the vehicles. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the point that we have reached here in this society and this culture. And that is what the system is pushing and trying to conjure, is an outright explosion of society and a revolution in the streets. Almost every Netflix show has black people being oppressed in the future, in the past, in the current, and illegal aliens revolting, and the white people being devils, and communists rising up and killing them. And there are a lot of mentally ill weak-minded people. But if you're a TV viewer, you can see in the photo right there, the Antifa bomber was a member of the Puget Sound JBGC. And you can read right there, they were also, again, part of the John Brown Gun Club. John Brown famously went around shooting and killing people. And so that is part of that fan club. They have been coming out to Trump events all over the country, threatening to blow people's heads off, including Owen Schroyer on the streets of Austin, trying to simply go to a vigil for a woman shot and killed by an illegal alien in the back. They would not let him out of the park. The Austin police let them brandish AK-47s and threatened to kill Owen, part of the John Brown Gun Club. And of course, the John Brown Fan Club and Gun Club is also something that the new Black Panther Party supports. They go around saying, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill the police. And our own Owen Schroyer, again, went out to the illegal alien sanctuary city events that took place Saturday here in Austin and cities all over the country. And people were wearing shirts saying, smash fascism, showing Antifa punching ICE officers in the face. And I also have the articles here I'll get to later where we have different Hollywood stars and others, remember, calling for firebombing ICE facilities. And they don't have to fear because CNN profiled the very same redneck revolt, John Brown Gun Club, in Washington. The very man who did this was profiled in the group as a hero fighting Nazis. And so that is exactly what's going on here. And these people mean business. Anyone who disagrees with them and doesn't want world government, doesn't want communism, is a Nazi. Then on the left side, they're famous, hiring actors and others to pose as Nazis. It was even in mainstream news that Charlottesville, a year and a half ago or so, actually hired a bunch of crisis actors to come augment the real Nazis and play as role players. You can actually hire these companies to rent a mob, to rent demonstrations. They call them AstroTurf. First time I ever saw this was like 15 years ago in New York. I went out to cover the UN event, and there were thousands of people getting off buses being handed their signs that looked like they were handmade but had been mass-produced. And they were being told off a script what to say. That's why the rest of them never talk. When you go out to these leftist events, 99% of them don't talk except one leader. That's because these are hired individuals, ladies and gentlemen, normally paid about $200 a day to go out and do what they do. True, useful idiots in every way. So when we come back, I'm going to get into the details of where the American flags were pulled down. The Mexican flags were run up. That's on NewsWars.com. We'll give the cities, the specifics, show you all that video. And then we're going to get into the specific videos that we also have on InfoWars.com of the terror group that this gentleman was a part of, and video and photos of him brandishing firearms at Trump events, threatening to kill people. And CNN, again, profiled them as wonderful, wonderful people. And I've been telling you this is coming. When you have Joe Biden saying, that we're going to get physical now to take over the country, and you've got any means necessary out of all these politicians' mouths, and AOC and Ilhan Omar saying, you know, that America is fundamentally bad now. We have new clips of that coming up. They're not going to stop, ladies and gentlemen. They believe we're weak. They believe we put up with so much of this in the past. And Antifa is funded by big foundation money, George Soros, Alexander Soros, part of the State Department still funding them. Trump hasn't reversed that yet because there's all this previous funding put into government endowments and private endowments to carry this out. We are facing hundreds of billions of dollars that's been invested to take this country down and to capture it. This has been done by powerful multinational corporations that are using leftist rent-a-mobs as their front for the destabilization. But make no mistake, ahead of 2020, we're now only a year and a quarter out from the real heart of that election. The election's already really kicked off. We're just a few months away from, the actual year 2020. And we're just 8-9 months to the countdown. So this is an incredible time to be alive. And that's why they want us silenced. That's why they want Christians and conservatives and libertarians and nationalists and pro-gun groups and pro-family groups taken off the air, taken off the internet, because they're planning big moves. They're going for broke. They're going to go all the way. And the fact that you're seeing them begin these violent attacks, and that the governor, I have the article when we come back, that the governor of the state, where this firebombing and attack happened, where he was trying to kill ICE, trying to burn the building down, that he did it for Trump. These people have no bottom. They will do anything, anytime. So whatever you do, whether you're listening on AM, FM, the internet, shortwave, however you're listening, it is job number one that this transmission, but they even admitted at the Trump social media censorship summit, InfoWars is the number one target of censorship for a reason. We work hard, we're focused, we're dedicated, and we've helped, with your help, build a resistance for the globalists that's kicking their butt. But if we're not on the air to fight in this next year and a half, the globalists believe they can win, believe they can move. So to boil that down, when they're able to shut down independent media, they're going to make their fascist move. Keeping everybody on air keeps them at bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, hope of breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Sunday, July 14, 2019, worldwide broadcast. So, we've got American flags getting pulled down at ICE centers. We've got firebombings. We've got people shooting, trying to kill police. And the left is praising it. On one hand, separately, the governor of Washington State saying he was there trying to burn up the precious illegal aliens. And behind this is the giant hoax that there's concentration camps and that we're killing people. The truth is hundreds of thousands have died in Mexico. It's a failed state. Latin America is collapsing. Thousands a week starve to death in Venezuela. People are trying to make it here en masse. They are smuggling children. They are smuggling drugs. They're coming across with diseases. And we're not doing one-tenth the searching and checking we did at the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. But all of these weak-minded individuals who literally look like they've been put in a microwave oven, when you look at all the Antifa and leftists, believe they're fighting fascists, believe they're fighting Nazis, believe, like in some virtual reality, they're Captain America battling Red Skull. And you read this guy's manifesto, we'll get to in a moment. He talks about the dream and how great his life is, and now he finally gets to fight Nazis and how the trans community taught him to be battle ready. I'm not kidding. And that they are the vanguard that will save everyone. And how it's just time to start killing anybody that's in law enforcement or that supports Trump. And that the communist overthrow is going to be beautiful. Don't think about it. Just do it. I'm going to read it to you in a minute. And that they have to kill Warren Buffett and Elon Musk and all these other people. By the way, Elon Musk wants real freedom and real empowerment for folks overall. And Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of the banker bailout and is a globalist insider. He pushes all this fake leftist garbage about higher taxes because he actually gets that tax money. But most of the people he lists in his manifesto other than that, like Buffett and others, are the globalists financing the very Antifa movement through George Soros. It's incredible. These people are so stupid. But first, stories on NewsWars.com. Leftists replace U.S. flag with Mexican flag outside ICE facility. The Americans' soccer team of women, you know, the woman throws the American flag down. This is a cult of America hate. This is what enemies do when conquering a nation's lands. Leftists removed the U.S. flag and replaced it with a Mexican flag outside an ICE processing center in Aurora, Colorado, to protest the detention of illegal immigrants and upcoming deportation raids. Folks, they release 90% of them. And again, 90% never show up to their amnesty, to their court hearings for political or religious asylum. They're not coming here for asylum. They're coming here for the welfare and to be inducted into the Democrat control system. It's up 635% from Obama to Trump. We're being bum-rushed. Europe's being bum-rushed. This is organized, and these people sit there freaking out and crying, going, oh my gosh, the Nazis, they're killing them inside, and it's all made-up hoaxes. Coming up, the former head of the Border Patrol talks about what it's like to open a tractor trailer up when the cartels aren't paid all the money they want, and there's 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 dead men, women, and children hugging their children dead who died in 150-degree heat in the back of the trailer just because the coyotes felt like killing them. They find them dead every week in the Southwest in an 18-wheeler. The smugglers get them across. They don't pay the final leg. Somebody doesn't wire the money. Everybody dies. And that is Gringo's fault. El Norte's fault. You don't see these folks, the meth head professors and all the anti-fa going and bitching about that. No, no, no. It's all how, well, the women's facilities and for the kids are real nice with big movie screens, but the men are all crowded in. You're damn right they're crowded in. Congress wouldn't fund building more centers. They're simply checking them for disease and finding out they're not already a convicted murderer. And they turn them loose. That needs to be changed. This is crazy. But the left's been told any control of the border is pure evil. But oh, the left will throw you off their evergreen college in Washington State. If you're white, they have no white people weekends and no white people allowed at this area, that area. White people got to pay more to get into a rap concert. All this racist crap from Antifa and the left that is funded by the establishment. They're the useful idiot cannon fodder on the ground. Now, there's several videos on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but everybody's got to go look at this, because if you look at the video up close, it's all a bunch of old hippies and a bunch of Antifa and hardly any Mexicans. But Mexicans, on average, are very nationalistic if they're from Mexico, and they run up the Mexican flag, and everybody's like, woo, because the left identifies taking the country down with success. Here's that video. So there are illegal aliens, leftist Antifa, cheering the American flag being taken down, the Mexican flag being run up. This is about being conquered. People are fleeing Mexico because it's failed, but they want you to now become Mexico with all the trappings of that. Now, let's get into the manifesto itself. You won't hear about it on CNN, anywhere else. You're going to hear he was trying to burn up the poor people in the processing center. That's what you're hearing from the governor. You talk about lying. And when you read over this, the terrorists who firebombed the ICE facility in Washington State yesterday released a manifesto before the attack stating, I am Antifa, and said the attack was motivated by his opposition to concentration camps, close quote, in the United States. 69-year-old William Van Spordsen was shot dead by police after he threw Molotov cocktails at the building and nearby cars on Saturday morning. According to his manifesto, a copy of which was obtained by Jack Posobiec, Van Spordsen was armed with an AR-15 and stated, I am Antifa. The rest of the manifesto is a rambling advocacy of identity politics mixed with hysteria about concentration camps, which clearly suggests that Van Spordsen was radicalized by fringe rhetoric from the likes of Alexandria Cortez, or AOC. At one point in the manifesto, Van Spordsen thanks his trans comrades, close quote, explains that he was armed with a semi-automatic weapon, suggesting he clearly planned to commit a massacre. Yeah, he was shooting at police. The Antifa gun club that Van Spordsen attended also locked its Twitter down following the revelations, but not before the photos and all of it have been saved, and we've already seen these videos of these tough guys out there threatening people in Seattle and other areas with their guns and being worshipped by the leftist police. We have a video of some of these guys that we're going to play when we come back. And then I'm going to get into the manifesto itself. I'm going to read you the mental illness of the weak-minded people being controlled by Soros, the Democrats, and CNN. CNN profiled his group a month ago. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, when I say a lot of this stuff on air, I can't even believe I'm saying it. Here's an example. I'm going to cover this in the last two segments of the show today. I got a call. Well, first, Joe Biggs came up to me. He was working for InfoWars. In 2016, in July, we had platinum passes. They were actually bright red. The best passes you could get at the RNC. They were behind the scenes, through the Secret Service. I could walk right up to the rooms the president was in. I had the best passes. And so the Secret Service, I'd given those passes to Biggs. Got like eight of them. The Secret Service came over to Biggs. They're like, hey, we love what you're doing with Hillary and all the rest of this stuff. By the way, she's got major medical problems. And do you know about them? And Biggs is like, well, no. I've seen Drudge talk about it and stuff. That's really who first questioned it. There's a photo of Biggs and I at the RNC. And they told Biggs, well, in about 3 weeks, we're going to contact you or your boss and give you the inside scoop, but it'll be an intermediary. It actually wasn't the Secret Service after that. It was someone from another federal agency came to Austin. And I'm not going to get into the details, but it's like you see in movies where you meet in a parking garage, basically. This was in between two parking garages. And they told me the whole deal. She's had brain tumors. They had to take her off the medication so that she can give a speech. But then when she goes off it, she has seizures up to every hour. And you have to understand, I came on air in August with Joe Biggs. We've got to find those interviews. And I said, the Secret Service says she has a black ambulance and that we've got to follow her around the country and that we'll catch her collapsing and that they have tents in case she collapses, always set up behind wherever she's speaking. Well, Millie Weaver, a few weeks later, caught him again in Cleveland. She traveled to Cleveland, and Hillary was in a tent for an hour, later came out. We've got those reports somewhere. A lot of you heard them or saw them. And then we didn't catch it. We didn't catch it. But who did catch it was a Dutch videographer on 9/11. A Dutch videographer on 9/11, just a month later or less, in D.C. when she falls down and has the convulsion, and they throw in the back of the car like a side of beef. I shot a special report on this yesterday. I guess we got busy or whatever, but in the special report, we didn't add her collapsing into the black ambulance. We're going to add that to the special report. We're going to air that at the end of the show today. And we also were unable to dig up the original Millie Weaver report where she's collapsed inside the tent. You'd think something like that would be like re-airing old Super Bowl clips or something, but I will assure you that I can find the videos. And so I'm going to stay here tonight one way or the other, because I was up here all day yesterday. And they found the video. They just put another shot of another ambulance following her. We broke the black ambulance. Bigger than Dallas, Texas here in probably 10 shows. And then it all happened just like we said. Now, guess who does know how accurate we are? Hillary Rodham Clinton. That's why she's financed all these lawsuits. It's why she basically wants me dead. If anything happens to me, her and her criminal combine are the number one suspects. But we're going to find the old Joe Biggs interviews and my announcements here from August 2016. If you can find them on YouTube or something, send them to us. Remember, all our YouTube stuff got taken down. We've got it somewhere here in our archives. And we're going to show you where I laid out the specifics of she has a black ambulance before it had ever been seen and how she's falling down every hour or so. And then magically a month later it happened. Because why am I bringing up this old news? I got a call from similar type folks that have given us good info before, and they said, listen, Joe Biden's mad the Democrats are throwing him under the bus. He's mad that they're pulling up all these race card things. He's having a lot of health problems at 76. He's slurring his words. He's shooting his mouth off behind the scenes saying, I'm going to drop out. F this. These people don't appreciate me. Screw the Democratic Party if they keep this up. I'm going to bring dirt on everybody. I'm being told this last Wednesday. Then I see on Friday night a speech he gave where he's slurring his words. He can't talk. And he says, why am I here? Why am I doing this? He just walks off the stage. So I shot a special report last night on this. And we're going to update it a little bit with a few of the clips I just mentioned. And then we're going to air that in the last two segments tonight. Because I'm not saying 100% he is going to drop out. But the same caliber of sources told us that he's saying he's planning to. And if you look at where everything's going, I think that sounds very, very credible. Now, listen, I went out on a limb three plus years ago. I guess right about 3 years ago now, when the RNC was happening. Like, didn't Trump even give his speech like tonight, 3 years ago? I forget. But the point is, right around this time. But the Secret Service by then hated Hillary so much that we were being cheered all over the city of Cleveland going through Secret Service checkpoints. We'd get pulled over going through the checkpoints with our Cleveland PD escorts. And they'd, you know, sometimes look in the back and see all our guns and wave us through. But the point is that this was Secret Service telling us that we were going to get this information. And I was behind the scenes being told this. Biggs was told it. I was also told it. So I was waiting for the info. It came through and it was solid gold. Now, I was also told about Lolita Express and about Jeffrey Epstein and about the flight logs and about all the kids and about the initials in the flight logs. And Dan Bongino on this show like 4 years ago in the middle of the campaign said, Hillary better watch it because a lot of Secret Service agents saw what was going on, raised the alarm, so Bill Clinton stopped carrying his Secret Service detail with him. So, oh, Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, everything you know about Jeffrey Epstein. I told you about Jeffrey Epstein 10 years ago. Now he was a CIA, deep state, slash possibly Mossad person using sex operatives and underage kids to frame people for international espionage. That's now come out in the news. And we told you about his island 10 years ago. And we had guests on that told you about the flight logs. All of this. Hell, we were talking about the flight logs and all this 4 years ago with Roger Stone. He wrote a book about it. So you got it all here first. So when I get up here and I shoot a special report saying our high-level sources say Biden's shooting his mouth off about quitting, you can see it in videos where Democrats come over and go, you hate Mexicans. You deported 3 million people. And he goes, first off, a bunch of them weren't Mexicans and a lot of them were murderers and killers. What are you supposed to do? I'm proud of that. They just start screaming at him. And Biden has basically just had enough. Now, are my sources suddenly lying to me? Well, all they gave me was good info before. Maybe now they're giving, or maybe Biden doesn't mean it. Maybe he's throwing a fit. I probably say every day around the office, I ought to just quit. I don't mean it. But this is big news. I mean, we don't make stuff up. We said she's got a black ambulance. She's falling down every hour. The Secret Service said, listen, that's all we're going to tell you. Look into her having brain surgery for tumors. That's already on record. And they said, just go research it. And you got a lot of crew, right? Just follow her around the campaign trail. Follow the ambulances. Follow the medical tent. They're having to help her walk. They got to take her off the drugs. They said, we're not exactly sure if it's a brain tumor back or what it is, but she's going downhill. And it happened. It was all there. It all happened exactly the way we said. And I'm going to find the articles. Now I'm going to find the videos. The headline to search will be something like this. Secret Service says Hillary Clinton having convulsions. Infowars.com. But it doesn't matter. I will find it. I will get it. I will play it. If the hair lifts the admiral and the water rises over Bear Creek, we are still going to give you that. Back to the Antifa Manifesto when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, so much news is breaking at Infowars.com and Newswars.com that I can't even keep track of it. We have stacks of articles where Hollywood scum and others have called for burning down ICE facilities, where Antifa has called for it. Ilhan Omar has called for eradicating the existence of ICE. We have another video where she says that she's a better American than natural born, and that she's going to teach you how to be an American. Her evil is only outdone by her arrogance. It is simply insane. Simply insane. So we're going to be going over all of that and his manifesto here in just a moment. You know, I mentioned our articles and videos from August of last year, I mean August of 2016, 3 years ago, saying that Hillary Clinton was having convulsions and collapsing, according to Secret Service, being put into a black special ambulance. Well, the video, the articles, the photos are all right here on Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Secret Service leaks Hillary's health to the press. This is our article, and I'm going to find the interviews I did specifically saying black ambulance before it was ever seen and 1 month before she collapsed. Why am I saying that? The same type of sources have given us other good information say Biden is saying he's going to drop out of the race. Now, maybe he's only angry the way he's being thrown to the bus. I don't know, but that's what we've run with because it's come from sources that were real Secret Service. And so if they were wrong, I would just say they're wrong. But it's still a credible source. No, nobody's perfect. People change their minds. But why would they say she's in a black ambulance and just look for the black ambulance and that she's having convulsions all the time? Joe Biggs was told this. I was told this. I was told I was going to be given more info. Then the meeting was, why aren't you catching it? It's happening. Just put your reporters on her ass. The rest of the media knows. The left's covering it all up. And it turned out we would catch her falling down and being picked up. We'd catch her shaking and disappearing. We caught it in Austin. We caught it in Cleveland. But somebody else caught it. Again, just a citizen journalist from the Netherlands when she completely collapsed having a convulsion. So I'm already digressing into this, aren't I? When I tell you that this is big, that they're saying Joe Biden is saying, I'm sick of this. Why am I doing this? I want to get out of this. The Democratic Party are idiots. They are destroying themselves. They are morons. It's the same thing that Pelosi's saying to Ilhan Omar and AOC and the rest of them. And so maybe he's just venting, but that story's on Infowars.com. I didn't just grab that out of the air and then just decide to say that. Now, there's a story at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that just broke. It just broke, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to read it to you from right here. And this is a big deal. It's a very big deal. And everyone needs to understand that this woman is a monster. This is, again, at Infowars.com. Ilhan Omar calls for eliminating existence of Border Patrol officers. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has called for eliminating Border Patrol officers because of their views towards black and brown people, despite the fact that 51% of CPB agents are Latino. And this is her calling for this just days ago, and now you see this firebombing attack. We have rogue agencies that have no accountability, no transparency in how they are conducting their businesses. We know they have spoken in the most vile ways about immigrants. We know they have certain views about what brown and black people deserve, said Omar. Total out-of-control race baiting. We'll have that video for you when we come back. So we should be having conversation about eliminating their existence, she added, before accusing Border Patrol agents of terrorizing migrants. According to Customs and Border Protection, over half the agents who guard the borders between the U.S. and Mexico, the U.S. and Canada are Hispanic. The number is from 2008, so it's probably even higher now. The probability to portray CPB agents as some kind of vanguard of white supremacy is clearly wholly inaccurate and hysterical. This is par for the course when it comes to Ilhan Omar. The left's crusade against border security has kicked into high gear with the New York Times publishing an op-ed this past weekend that called for the doxing and public harassment of Border Patrol agents. And now, Antifa wears the shirts all over the country showing Border Patrol being killed, police being killed, stabbed with bayonets, punched in the face, and it says, we beat them in the 1940s, we can beat them again. And it's nothing but delusional, low IQ meth head types who believe, though, they're literally, again, Captain America fighting Red Skull. So I will get to the manifesto. I will get to Ilhan Omar. I will get to the firebombing attack and the shooting attack on the ICE facility by a known Antifa militarized unit that's the most militarized and the most violent, the most extreme of the terror organization Antifa. And this guy went and firebombed and shot up the facility, shot up the police and got killed, said he was going to do it, and the governor says he went to hurt the ICE detainees. That story's on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com as well. That's the magnitude of these people. It's not just that they're out killing people. It's that we're trying to kill people. It's that they then have the media lie about who they are and what they're doing. And they think they're rock stars in these mental illness bubbles of New York City, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, San Francisco, California, and L.A. They're just crazy people that work for multinational corporations, work for George Soros, an actual Nazi collaborator, and they are just the weakest-minded followers who now think it's their green light, their wink and a nod to go out and attack people. It's very interesting that most of them are Democrats, Most of them are white. Because that's who went around harassing black people in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Was, again, white Democrats. But now they're still a racially based system. But now they see the numbers are dwindling white population, so they jump on board to be the biggest cheerleaders that white people are the devil. Truly, the scum of the earth. And we've got so much more to get to today, but these people mean business. And we've told you the violent attacks are going to intensify. And the fact that blue cities defend and protect these slime bags everywhere has only encouraged it to get worse. So I promise I'm going to be a little bit more, not focused, but judicious about the time, because I digressed off into Hillary and Biden planning to leave the race and all the rest of it. Just to point out, as I was remembering last few days, just how incredible we were over the target with our exclusive information on Hillary being so sick, and how even now I've had people I know go, really, you got a source saying Biden's talking about quitting? Yeah, of course I do. Think I just made up a black ambulance and Hillary falls down and has convulsions? Then she does it on tape and it's put in the black ambulance? You think I just magically made that up? The one out of quadrillion, gazillion, bagillion, impossible infinities for me to just make that up and it comes true. It's impossible. I told you about the New World Order. I told you about Jeffrey Epstein. I told you about the cell phones watching you. I told you about the Google Assist real people listening to you. I told you about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. I told you about all of it because it's all there. It's not hard to find, but you've got to have the will to admit it's real and it's happening. And yes, I get pissed when I talk about it. This isn't a game, folks. It's not a joke. This is the real world. And a lot of our fellow countrymen and humans are falling to this evil. They're falling to this malaise. They're falling to this virtual reality put out by MSM where they really think they're fighting and killing Nazis when they work for real Nazis. It's unbelievable. We'll read the manifesto of this poor idiot, this dangerous moron when we come back, and so much more. Please don't forget we're running the 1776 Worldwide Special. That will end in a couple days, and it's the biggest special we've had ever on apparel. All apparel is 1776. That is the largest across the board sale, because a lot of these shirts are designer, where the fabric is costing us $9-$10 per shirt, not just the printing on a lot of these shirts. So that is a great deal. Get your new abolitionist flag that the left now calls Nazi, the Betsy Ross flag that Nike's pulling off the rest of it. Four different variants, navy blue and white. My favorite says these colors don't run on the front and on the back. It says America's Back, Infowars.com. Get those shirts, 1776. And all the products other than that are 75 to 25% off store-wide at Infowarsstore.com. A gigantic sale. Critical to sell a lot of product at those prices because we're not making a lot per product, but we are moving a lot of product. So thank you all for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.